The new KNZR stickers are here. Get one and stick it. It could make you a winner. Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, and now, News First with local news for Bakersfield and the entire county. That's a winning combination on KNZR. And now, here's Terry Maxwell.
And I want to wish everybody a good afternoon. Here we are on a Wednesday. It's a little after 4 o'clock. And, of course, we have Dr. Jan Mensing, who joins us every Monday at 5. We get started on subjects, and we did a pretty good job of finishing up on the subject that we had on Monday. We are going to now actually pivot and talk about environmental stressors on the body. So if somebody's chasing me down the street, would that be an environmental stressor on my body?
Yes.
Especially if they're going to hit me with a bat or something?
Yes, very much a stressor. But no, we're thinking more like toxin things.
Oh, okay.
Let's think of it that way.
Okay.
Toxin issues, all right? Those are called emotional stressors in medicine.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. And they have, by the way, major effects. And we could talk about those things sometime. But what I wanted to emphasize today is what we call environmental stressors. These are things that are
out there.
We're going to talk about a bunch of them, all right? But they're really toxins in the environment that cause health problems.
Literally. Now, you're going to pretty much focus in on what we have here in Kern County, because if I were in Montana or in Iowa or someplace else, they would be different, would they not?
That's correct. We have, I think, the number two air pollution in the country, kind of thing, all this kind of stuff. And what we're going to talk about today is how that has an effect on your health and some of the issues about it.
Is there things we can do for it?
Yes. We're going to talk about that. Yes.
We do want to have some silver linings around here someplace.
We're going to talk about the stressors, Terry, these environmental mm-hmm. things, talk okay. a little bit about them and what they do. And then we're going to go from there and talk about things you can not so much do as prevent.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Prevent. All right?
Why is this so important? What percentage of the health problems?
Terry, World Health Organization published this. So this is quite a few years ago now. But here's the bottom line. 22% of all health problems are complicated by environmental stressors. Okay. Environmental toxins. That's huge. That is huge.
Yeah, 22% is huge.
Yes, and we used to think, Terry, we used to think, well, you know, it's air pollution, it's bad for the people with COPD and lung problems. That's true. But this is so much more broader. All right, so much broader. And we're going to try to delve into that. All right.
Okay.
That's really where I thought we'd talk about, because it's much broader than just, you know, you got lung disease, you got COPD, you got bad air, you're going to get in trouble. And that is true, Terry. Don't get me wrong. It is very true, especially for Kern County, but it's much broader than that.
Well, and one of the things that we all have to keep in mind when you start talking about air pollution, a lot of our air pollution is not caused by the people who live here. It's by the people who either drive through here or live in other areas, and with the wind direction, it gets here. But are there other things here that could cause the air pollution?
Air pollution in our area is most, there's several issues. Oil and gas issues, all mm-hmm. right. Number two, farm toxin issues, mm-hmm. all right. Number three, bad air, all right. You know, that you say, we get blown in from somewhere else kind of thing and get stuck in the bottom part of the San Joaquin Valley. But those, and then there are some real issues with EMF and 5G that we'll sort of talk about at the end kind of
okay.
thing.
Okay, okay.
But that's kind of summarizes it, and I thought it'd be good just to let's talk about where we go from here kind of thing.
Okay, let's talk about motor vehicles then, as a subject, because
Terry, this is just to put this into perspective. All right, we have studies showing right now that air pollution. Listen to this: air pollution complicates 22% of all deaths, mm-hmm. right, mm-hmm. and illness in our county. Here's this amazing statistic. If you look at that number, and that's true, and Terry, we don't. I don't know what to say. How do we know that? I don't want to go in there. I don't know that. All right.
Right.
But supposedly it's true. The studies show that, and this is true in almost every area in the state, we are killing 10 times as many people with environmental stressors than motor vehicle accidents.
Are they? Are we? Really?
This is huge. All right. Now. I don't, we can debate. A lot of this stuff is fairly new research, mm-hmm. all right? Mm-hmm. Like the stuff with EMS we'll get into a little bit. This is new stuff. 5G is not, we don't know for sure, and we'll talk about that. We don't know. It's too early to know. There's a lot of interesting things coming up. But, and the fact of the matter, these things are usually, it takes years to sort them out, Terry. But we want to talk about where we are with the state of the knowledge of what's happening. Right
okay.
now,
okay,
because there's amazing things coming out right now, and I just think it's good for us to be aware. Is that the right word? Because it makes us more aware of what's going on and what to watch for, and where we go from here. All right,
sounds good. Sounds good. I guess when I think of motor vehicles, I'm thinking more of the pollution that it creates. But actually, that's you point out a great thing that there are people who are killed from motor vehicle accidents, or people who have a lot of injuries from motor vehicle accidents.
But ten times as many
are
die from an illness that's complicated by environmental toxins. Let me give you another statistic that to me is just shocking. From a neuro point of view, we have evidence suggesting that 1/3 of all strokes. This is huge. Mm-hmm. 1/3 of all strokes are complicated by air pollution issues. Yeah. And I said that wrong. Are complicated by environmental toxins. All right. I said that wrong. All right. But here's another area that we don't know the answer for. But this is our Kern County is a hot spot for Parkinson's disease. All right. There's just so much Parkinson's disease.
Do we know why?
No, we don't. But when we start looking at all this stuff mm-hmm. and going into it, it is probably due to some of these environmental stressors and toxin issues. All right?
Do you subscribe to the idea that the body has got mechanisms that respond to triggers, and that possibly some of these external
toxins
are simply triggering something inside of us that already exists, almost like I mean, there's the virus hypothesis that some of the things that we the cancers, the autoimmune diseases, things like that, those are actually, you have to have a gene in you that says that if you're exposed to this
that is very true. What we didn't understand years mm-hmm. ago. In fact, let's say that you have the BRCA gene for breast cancer. All right.
Okay.
Let's say most people who have breast cancer get tested for that. And they know, and I can tell you, you've got a gene for breast cancer. Mm-hmm. Does that mean you'll get breast cancer?
No.
No. Why?
Because you got to be exposed to the right thing first.
Well, more important than that, here's the key for that. You have the gene.
Right.
Is your risk, believe me, it's way, way up there. All right. You better do what the doctor says. But here's the issue. We now know that there's certain things in your body, in your lifestyle, that turn that gene on or suppress that gene.
Okay.
So it's not the gene that's the issue. I mean, that's...
Well, the gene has to exist.
The gene has to exist, but it's not... The gene is not the important part. It's whether that thing is turned on or suppressed.
Okay.
That's the key. All right? Now, this is early stuff, Terry. We don't have all the answers for that, all right? But that's more important than the gene itself,
okay.
All right? And that's hard for a layperson to understand. I mean, doctors understand this. We're starting to learn this and know this. But it's not the gene. I mean, the gene's important. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to minimize that. But it's whether it's suppressed or turned on. That's way, way more important than the gene itself.
Well, but knowing the gene exists... is part of the challenge, is knowing the gene is there and it exists, because you start seeing some of the results of these toxins, and you have to kind of wonder, okay, so why does this person have this symptomatology and somebody else doesn't, yet they're exposed to the exact same toxins.
Exactly. Here's where we're at. Let's talk about the story of what happened with cervical cancer. All right?
That's great. No, that's a great one.
All right? Physicians know that. The public doesn't know this. But in the 70s and late 60s, 50s and 70s and early 80s, we had no idea what caused a cervical cancer.
Right.
All right? And we didn't know. And there was theory after theory, people study after study. We're getting nowhere. What was the breakthrough that made the decision of what to happen? It was actually a failed study, all right? But some researchers in Montreal, I think it was five researchers, decided to do a study, and they needed a couple thousand women, all right? Well, they couldn't figure out where
are we going to get a couple thousand women?
Well, make a long story short, they went to all the convents, all mm-hmm. right? I was going to mm-hmm. say nunneries, but the convents,
yeah.
all right?
Yeah.
And they enrolled a couple thousand females.
He said convents, not convicts, okay? Convents.
But anyhow, they enrolled all these nuns, all right? Mm-hmm. And they did their study for 5 years, and it was not a single case of cervical cancer. A total failure of a study. I mean, they're bamboozled. They just, what's going on here?
No.
Until it finally
What's protecting these people?
Finally twigs, this is a sexually transmitted disease. Nobody had a clue about it before
right.
that. All right?
Right.
The first time in the history of medicine we figured out that, oh my gosh, a virus can cause cancer that's sexually transmitted disease. And once they figured that out, it was just, the research went wild. We now know. All right?
Right.
And that's
right.
why women do pap smears. All right? That's literally why women do pap smears. By the way, let's mention that Pap smear recommendations have changed. All right,
mm-hmm.
In our office, if you've had three normal pap smears,
right,
always negative pap smears, at least three negative pap smears, and you have had the same sexual partner for 20 years,
mm-hmm.
we don't do pap smears anymore. The chance is so not zero,
right.
but it's so small, it's not worth doing, kind of thing. All right. And that saves women a lot of money. Now, they still need their pelvic exam to feel their ovaries and their uterus. Got to do that, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But they don't need to spend the money for the pap. Anyhow, we're getting... But where I was going to go with this, Terry, that we're at the same point with the idea of what happened to cervical cancer as where we're at that point of figuring out what's happening to, like, the Parkinson's problems in the valley.
Right.
All these issues... We're at that same place. It's starting to click and saying, holder, where's it going? All right?
And we don't have that many nuns here in Kern County, so we're never going to figure a couple of these things out.
But what's happening is because of the things that are happening and where the research is going, I think next 10 years, this is just me talking, Terry, but I just really think a whole bunch of new things are going to be coming out very shortly. In the next 10 years, this is going to change medicine totally.
Let's take a break. We'll tease everybody with that, and then we'll get into a little bit deeper understanding of what these toxins are and what they affect. We'll be right back. This is the Terry Maxwell Show. We're talking to Dr. Jen Mensink from The Practice, so don't go away.
AM 1560 and FM 97.7 KNZR.
Alexa.
Yes.
I need my news, weather, and sports.
Only one place to go.
Now, there is a great deal of excitement and anticipation in the air.
You're listening to the Terry Maxwell Show.
We Five. Did you know that's the singers of this song? You're On My Mind, another one of those songs that everybody's heard and loves to hear and sing. But you didn't know that it was the We Five. And I'm not talking about We, W-E-E. I'm talking about W-E, Five. We Five. These are five people. One woman... Four guys. You know, you can't get away with that anymore. You bunch of sexists up. What's the matter? Well, actually, they would have a tough time because if there's five of them, they're always going to be an odd number. There's either going to be too many women or too many men. It's good thing that it was back in the 60s that they were doing this because nobody even thought about it at that point.
Nobody.
Yeah, really. going. We're talking to Dr. Jan Mensink. We are covering the bad stuff out there, all of the environmental things that wreak havoc on us. You mentioned 22% of the health problems are from these environmental toxins.
Complicated by environmental toxins.
So what are these environmental toxins that we're talking about?
Terry, probably the first thing that has come out, and this sort of puts it where we're at, where we're at with it. But we do baby infants, that are we check their cord blood samples, and they're easy to do. Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now here is the crazy thing, Terry. This is a baby that's never been out and exposed to
anything.
All right, they take their first breath when they come out of the womb, and the air in the delivery room isn't that toxic. All right, hopefully not. But here's the interesting thing, Terry. We have identified, listen to this, in baby's cord blood, newborn baby, all right?
Okay.
287 chemicals in their cord blood.
287 chemicals?
Toxins.
Oh, toxins.
Toxins.
Where do those toxins come from?
We don't know. We don't know. But no, not every baby has that many toxins. That's not what I want to say, but we have...
I'd say I know where it came from, the mother.
Well, sure.
Couldn't come from the father.
but here's the thing, Terry, just to put this into perspective.
Yeah.
This is huge. This is in our environment, and mom didn't know it. Do you follow?
Sure, sure.
Up to 287 toxins. And many of these babies have 4, 5, 10, 15 environmental toxins in their cord blood. To me, this is just amazing, all right?
Well, would we be safe to say that before the Industrial Revolution and all of these things that we're putting into the air, that there were probably very few toxins, or are these toxins that probably existed?
No, these are probably new toxins.
Okay.
All right. These are, careful how I would say it. These are chemicals that are in
just about everything.
Just about everything. It's a good way to say it, kind of thing. And they become, they pass through this placenta and go into baby. So that puts it into perspective. Now, let's talk a little bit what these toxins can do, all right? That's probably the bigger issue, and then we'll talk about some of the issues with them, all right?
Okay.
First of all, toxins are heavily linked to anxiety states. Another one, they're...
Just talking about it, I'm anxious, so...
but we don't think of that as physicians, you know what I mean? But the research... Here's a better one, Terry. It's just mind-boggling to me. It's coming out... that phobias, people who have phobias, we all know people mm-hmm. have phobias, or we may have them ourselves, are heavily, heavily related to environmental toxin issues. Who would have known? All right? Now, we don't know. This is early research stuff, okay? I don't want, this is not, we're not, we don't have the end, this is early stuff going on.
Yeah,
we don't know where it's going to end.
If you're thinking about ordering that bubble that you can go ahead and live in from this day forward, don't do it yet.
Terry, ADD, that's common, right?
Yeah.
ADD. There are people that believe that the majority of ADD people are really toxin related. All right. In mm-hmm. fact, that's one of the pushes for the anti-vaxxers. For those that say no vaccines. All right.
Sure.
I'm not against vaccines, Terry. I'm not. But that's where some of this research comes from. All right. Mm-hmm. Kind of thing. And that's one of the things that makes them lean that way. All right.
Well, the vaccine's got how many different chemicals in it?
A lot.
Quite a few.
I was going to talk about the COVID vaccines, but I don't want to go there. We'll get sidetracked. But even the COVID vaccines have a lot of potential serious issues, Terry.
Sure.
Now, I'm not against vaccines, but these are.
Most vaccines are evaluated and researched for years before they're allowed to come out.
Yeah. Depression. A high correlation with environmental toxins, all right?
Mm-hmm.
People with hormone imbalances, all right? Especially men, all right? And we've mentioned this before, but the free testosterone levels of younger men is lower than older men, all right? you know, this is a few years ago now, but the militaries are looking at big time about this stuff, all right?
Sure.
Because it has a lot of military stuff. And in fact, if you look at, well, this is done over in Denmark. They have government health care there.
Mm-hmm.
And they have roughly 3.5 million people, but they studied every 21-year-old male. They did a free testosterone level, and every 55-year-old male, all right? And they have government health care. It's easy to do there. Now, here's what they published. The average 21-year-old male in Denmark has a lower free testosterone level than the average 55-year-old male.
In the same area.
This is huge. Why? All right.
Yeah, that's what's
good. There's some things we're looking at. All right, and it's probably going to be an environmental toxin issue. All right, and probably I think it's going to be due to plastic issues and plastic exgassing, but we don't really know. The jury's not out. We haven't really.
I was going to say it's the demasculization of the average male. I mean,
stop.
And that's environmental also because it's how much does the brain control
But Terry, listen.
Yeah.
Think of it this. If you know the demasculization is true, and there's no question. I mean, all right. If it is due to these people having lower testosterone levels.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we need to be looking at this. Maybe the root cause is low T levels and not Black Lives Matter or these other things.
Sure.
Antifa issues. Do you follow what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Maybe the root issue is something else. Now, we don't know yet why, Terry. There's three major things for testosterone that we're dealing with, and I don't want to go into that because we'll get sidetracked on that. But that's something that's a major, all right? We have studies showing that weight gain is heavily related, especially people who are morbidly over BMI of over 40,
mm-hmm.
the 350-pounders, and the big people, that it is heavily related to environmental toxins, all right? Multiple sclerosis, there's more and more things coming out suggesting it is related to environmental stressors or environmental toxins. We don't know for sure,
mm-hmm.
all right? I personally
mm-hmm.
don't believe it is totally related to that, but time will tell. All right. Petechiae are around, they're common. All right. This is when the little capillary, you get a little rash, little spots, and the platelets get screwed up. Bottom line, there is heavy evidence. Most of these cases, we have no idea why. They go away.
Mm-hmm.
But there is more and more evidence that petechiae themselves may be the side effect of environmental toxin. All right.
Okay.
Let's go over a few of what these are. All right.
Let's take a break and let's come back.
Okay.
You're going to talk about what the environmental toxins are.
I want to go over a few of those, and then I want to talk a little bit about
because we don't have time to go over the thousands of environmental toxins that are out there.
Ones.
Yeah.
All
let's
right?
go over some. Of the
We
big
may
ones.
Have to do this Wednesday.
Okay. We'll all be right back. This is the Terry Maxwell Show here on KNZR AM 1560 and FM 97.7.
There's only one on AM 1560 and FM 97.7, KNZR. Bakersfield's choice for local Kern County news. AM 1560 and FM 97.7, KNZR. And now, here's Terry Maxwell.
Bye-bye.
And everybody recognizes the Everly Brothers were doing the Shindig Wednesday. And these guys were on Shindig. I don't know if they sang this song, but it probably could have been one of the ones that they sang. And I had a cousin who came and lived with us. And there are two albums that he played incessantly. One was the Everly Brothers, and the other one was, Buddy Holly. Buddy Holly and the Everly Brothers. Quite a combination. Okay, so we are talking with Dr. Jan Mensink. We're talking about toxins, environmental toxins. Can you give us a few that are kind of top of the list?
There's certain categories, Terry.
Okay.
And we'll go over them. Herbicides are a high issue, and it can take years to sort those out. All right. Mm-hmm. And I suspect that herbicides may be my suspicion. That's better, but put it this way, because we really don't know. But my suspicion is that some of the Parkinson's issues may be due to herbicides. All right. We don't know. And you have to remember, 20 years ago, we didn't have the standards we have now.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
We didn't even aware of these issues. All right. And so there's older people have been exposed over the years. And it's not one exposure that does it. It's
continuous.
Continuous or getting into the body. And these things don't kill you overnight. Very unlikely. All right.
Mm-hmm.
But herbicides. Number two. All right. We've said this before. There is a more and more data coming out about the artificial sweeteners. All right? There's people that believe that the artificial sweeteners are going to be in this area of toxins. All right? Now, we don't know yet for sure, but there's a lot of more and more research coming out about this stuff. I mean, I want all my patients off these things. If the artificial sweeteners had to get FDA approval today, they would not. Or DOJ or Department of Agriculture approval, they would not. They would be off the market.
Yeah, right? It's interesting because I know that when they took something like cyclamates off, that the studies they took cyclamates off with were because they basically painted cyclamates on rats, and rats started developing all these things.
Yep.
So the research then was a little spotty, but in some ways they were ahead of their time.
Yeah, another area that I think is going to end up the bisphenols. Those are things that off-gas plastics. We've literally gotten rid of all the bisphenols and all plastics in North America,
mm-hmm.
and it was good. Don't get me wrong, it was good. But what we now know is all plastics off-gas different toxins. All right, and I want you to think: if you're taking a soda, all right, in a plastic jar or a plastic
container.
Bottle,
yeah.
Container. I want you to think what you're doing. You are really drinking a phosphoric acid solution that's eating away the plastic. All right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and ingesting all these toxins. All right? And we now, in fact, there's many people believe that the lower free testosterone levels have to do with that.
So the best thing to do is just drink water anyway.
Yeah. One of the things we tell our patients, if you've got a kid with low T, all foods and drinks stop, no contact with plastics.
Right.
Now, that's easier said than done. If you try to do it for a week.
What about like a plastic cup? I drink out of a plastic cup.
Glass.
Glass, right? Okay.
But for you, people listening out there, try doing it for 1 week, all food and drink, no contact with plastics. You will find it's next to a
plastic. And actually, a paper plate is covered with plastic, isn't it not?
By the way, you're true, right? Okay. But there's lots of things coming up. Okay, what's called the phthalates is a class of toxins, all right? The parabens are, there's more and more evidence showing that these are very toxic. What are in, all your sunscreens are full of parabens.
Have parabens,
right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what they're made of, kind of thing.
Actually, some of the cookies have parabens in them.
That's true.
Yeah.
Triiodosins are possibly toxins. Carbon monoxide, we kind of know that, all right? It can be very toxic. Sulfur dioxide, nitrogen dioxide, ozone, all right? In the right dosage can be very toxic. All right.
Okay.
Now, people are actually starting to use ozone for treatments of certain things, but it can be very toxic. Benzenes, all right. Benzenes are everywhere. In almost every commercial product has a benzene in it. The heavy metals, we're fairly aware of those, lead and manganese and things like that. And then there's a whole new area that's just coming, probably in the last 2 years, come out. But what's called aerosolized nanoparticles, all right? And the technology has become so
advanced.
Advanced, I suppose, is a good way. Mm-hmm. They were now able to get these create nanoparticles, all right, that essentially cross blood barrier blood membranes.
We got to take a break. And when we come back, I mean, Can you give us like a minute and a half of how we can avoid some of these things?
Sure. Maybe we'll leave EMF stuff for on biological age, and we'll leave that for Wednesday.
Yeah.
For Wednesday. And we'll talk just about maybe some things that the statins do and antibiotics do that are actually shown to be toxins also.
Okay, we'll be right back.
KNZR.com, KNZR on Twitter, KNZR on Facebook, and KNZR on your radio at AM 1560 and FM 97.7. KNZR.
Walking down the street like she owns the world. Take a look at her.
You know, I get the feeling that a lot of the people back in the 60s, these musicians, should have stuck with pictures of something other than themselves. None of these guys look like, oh boy, boy, he's a handsome guy, isn't he? Just saying. We're, that's the grassroots, out of touch. Yeah, I think that's appropriate. We are definitely out of touch. We're talking with Dr. Jan Mensing. We only got about a minute left. Is there some hope for all of us? What can we do at this point?
Yes. All right. Let's talk. First of all, things to avoid. Okay. Number one, there's a 17 to 44%, depending on the study, increase in anxiety with taking an antibiotic.
Okay.
This is shocking. All right. Number two, 23 to 56% increase in depression by taking an antibiotic.
Okay.
All right. And especially if you'd go take two or three series, you know, just it's major. All right. If you take an antibiotic, there's increase in viral infections. We have studies showing increase in obesity, increase in diabetes, increase in autoimmune issues, and increase in problems with memory.
So you should probably keep a really good immune system.
You want a good immune system so you don't use as many antibiotics. And doctors are getting aware of this today. We used a tenth of as many antibiotics as we did years ago, you know, 20, 30 years ago.
Well, this is obviously a subject we're going to have to follow up with on Monday.
There's so much stuff coming out. It is just, it's amazing kind of thing.
Okay, everybody, we are done with this hour. Brian Kohlberg is next.